Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today marks the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing slaves. Huge celebrations erupted in Boston, an abolitionist center, on that first night 150 years ago. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the celebration of the anniversary as part of Boston's first night.
150 years ago, Boston's Handel and Haydn Society performed the Hallelujah Chorus before an audience at Boston's Music Hall, awaiting word of the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. Yesterday, at First Night Boston, the same Handel and Haydn Society performed it again at the African Meeting House. Beverly Morgan Welsh at the Museum of African American History says thousands gathered in Boston on that long-ago New Year's.
There are two locations, the Boston Music Hall and Tremont Temple. And there are about 6,000 people who are gathered, most of whom are black. But, of course, white abolitionists and the biggest names in the country are here in Boston. This is the huge public celebration.
In 1863, the hymn Blow Ye Trumpet Blow was on the program at Tremont Temple. Among those gathered was the former slave and abolitionist Frederick Douglass.
While the people in Boston, once they finally learn that the president has signed the Emancipation Proclamation and understand exactly what the final document says, they throw their hats in the air. They sing and shout with jubilee. And as Douglass says, it is the first time he knows what joy truly is.
If you look at the black papers of the day, there were similar events all over the country, each of them waiting for the news of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Donald Yakovone of Harvard's W.E.B. Du Bois Institute.
And why was there such urgency? Because they weren't convinced it was going to happen. That's why.
They also want to hear exactly what it says. Now, they know. It doesn't free everyone. It freed those enslaved in states and territories in rebellion against the Union. That didn't include states that were in the Union where people were enslaved. Native American nations, some had blacks who were enslaved, and it did not free them.
Morgan Welsh and Yakovone say the Emancipation Proclamation did lay the groundwork for the ratification of the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery.
It didn't free all that many slaves, but was critical in transforming the war from one to only save the Union to one to attack the institution of slavery. And the fact that it led to the enlistment and recruitment of so many African Americans in the Army is also hard to overplay. It's very critical.
It is a huge step for the country.
This year, the Museum of African American History and Harvard's Du Bois Institute are among those celebrating the impact of the Emancipation Proclamation and African American military service.
For us, it's appropriate to recognize January 1st as the beginning of an enormous process that transforms American history. Yeah, the beginning, I think, of the second founding of the United States. It is the beginning of a process that helps end slavery and transforms race relations in the United States, but it's a very long process, which we're still engaged in to this day.
This year, on this 150th anniversary of its signing, the Emancipation Proclamation is being displayed by the National Archives, along with the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And the music sung in celebration in Boston those 150 years ago, heard again on First Night Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.